Experience worship. True worship. Experience the Word, bringing you wholeness. Experience the warmth of fellowship. Experience wholeness at Lighthouse. Join us every Sunday and Wednesday at the Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. Visit our website at www.lighthouseng.org or contact us at info@lighthouseng.org. The Lighthouse, lighting your pathway to destiny.
It's our joy and pleasure to welcome Mr. Olugbenga Koka for the first session this morning on psychological preparation for marriage. You're welcome, sir.
I want to say good morning to everybody in the house. Now I have church mind, so I need that. There's something on top of it. I used to spin it like this, like, you know, when somebody has ADHD, like a fidget spinner, you just be doing it like this, back and forth. So I'm not allowing it to come off. So just spin it like that. So that's way works for me. Thank you very much, sir. I want to say a very big thank you for our daddy and mommy in the house. I want to. That laugh is scary. I want to see. Thank you so very much for this wonderful opportunity to be a part of this fantastic thing you are doing in this place, and especially at this time. A lot of people are busy here and there doing all sorts of things, but they're actually not impacting life. So by virtue of the fact that there's no direct correlation between what they are doing and life change. So a lot of people have gone all and everywhere. There are some things that organizations like this are able to bring together that we are not able to replicate elsewhere. So I really bless God. Even as a group of professionals, we've attempted things like this before. But you see, that is where the breath of life, the breath of God, when it's in something, there's always a difference. Forget though that they are professionals. They are professionals and they are professionals. So thank you very much, sir, for this opportunity. Thank you, Ma, for helping me today to reach out also to this entire world. For those of you that are joining us from other parts of the world, from Toronto, from Australia, from India, from all of you are welcome this morning. And for those of you that are already burning out in those your zones, many years ago in 2013, there are some of our colleagues that moved to Canada in 2010. They started writing back and sending messages. They were nurses. They gave them very good jobs and good pay. The only problem is that some of them have stayed 5 years, some longer than that in that place, and there was no promotion. So after a while, they got tired of what they were doing. And unfortunately, they couldn't come back. You know, when we want to go abroad, we sell all our house, our car, our everything. Say, see, this one I am going. In fact, you can do party for every family member. You know, coming back. I have decided to follow Jesus. So no coming back. So unfortunately, like that, even though we are advocating that they should come back at some point in time, they say, they'd rather survive in that climate than come back. So today, I'm going to be talking something very easy, very, very easy. And it is the internal engagement before marriage, psychological preparation for marriage, psychological preparation for marriage. Let me do it like church people used to do it. So say, turn your Bible with me to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24. And I summarize, says, there are a lot of people that run a race. But only one person. Is that even fair? That everybody runs the race, but only one person gets the crown. So, but whether it's fair or not, it's our reality. So, and that place is not, the first part of that particular text is not my major concern. or the later part of it. NIV translation says, run in such a way as to get the prize. Run in such a way as to get the prize. The New Living Translation says, run to win. Run to what? Win, exactly. So, yes, when it comes to relationship, marriage, when it comes to certain things, the truth of the matter is that there will always be winners and there will always be losers. But this particular passage, Paul was admonishing us. He said, see, don't do this like other people used to do it. Run to what? To win. Run to win. So run to win. So yes, there are certain things that are required if we need to run to win. And that is what we're going to be talking about very quickly this morning. So yes, we know that marriage is an institution that is established by God. It's not a man-made idea. See, whatever concept anybody puts together still does not, it doesn't catch it. It does not capture the entire essence of everything that marriage is an institution established by God. That is the first part I will tell you. This is what we tell patients when, sorry, your clients, when we are doing premarital therapy. We say, whatever your reason for marriage. So, but I'll not tell you that one here. Because, yes, whatever is your reason for marriage. You know, philosophically, we used to say right and wrong, they are relative. So it depends on what. So, yes, that determines who you marry, for what reason you marry, what you intend to achieve with the marriage, and so on and so forth. But, you know, like they say, that every single enterprise, is built by wise planning. Yes, that's why Paul said in this place, he says, run to win. Become strong through common sense and profit wonderfully by keeping abreast of the facts. Yes, fact. So there are certain things that are fact. It's a fact that minimum of 50% of marriages are not enjoyed by the parties that are involved. As a matter of fact, a school of thought believes that they should be called common law partners. Yes. So, as in, just understand your place and my place. That the only thing that is keeping us together is law. So, the day we go before the law, we can annul it. And I go my way. So, in that case, family members does not need to gather together when we are actually taking our vow. Yes, because we are common law partners. So, yes, every enterprise is built by wise planning. Becomes strong through common sense and profits wonderfully by keeping abreast of the fact. So in church, we are not common law partners. So don't do common law partners. We are not common law partners. So, and they say that marriage is a covenant between human and God. And it's a blood covenant. So before God. So yes, youths and young adults. Then there's also a part of us. See, this, like Pastor Ayo has said, that is for people that are intending or preparing for marriage. But the truth of the matter is that, do we have my chair here? So, the truth of the matter is that, whatever is applicable to one, is actually applicable to all. For the people that are also married. So, yes, thank you, sir. You see this chair? Where can I put it for everybody to see? Let me put it on this table. You've seen it like that. The essence of this chair is that every human being has something we refer to as inner child, regardless of the age. So there's a reworking of the inner child. So at whatever stage or age, we can still go back and rework. There was a particular day at the neuropsychiatric hospital, 2017, they bought new fine chairs like this, so soft chairs. And they brought them in, and for some reason we decided to experiment with it. So they are supposed to come with some form of nylon cover that has something like bubbles like this that we used to do, peace, peace, peace. And I say, oh yeah, don't remove it. So we put people at strategic position, say, now let's do. So we invited people from the up to come down as a management level, senior consultants, like that. And I say, so just to test one, it's not a theory, actually. The practice that every human being has capacity to regress. Regression is going back to a previous state of functioning, so that you have already outgrown. So then what happened? So we left the nylon on it, especially the one at the backrest and the back. So, but we remove the one on the seat. So, in less than 5 minutes or thereabouts, you know, the hand started moving in the direction of those things. And little by little, in fact, at that point, it became work, the real work. You understand? Everybody started popping. So you see it works. So yes, the inner child, I said that to say this, that at every point in time, the same way a mother cuddles a baby or a child is the exact same way you feel when your spouse cuddles you in bed. So you regress back to that childhood. Yes. So that same way it is when the attachment is secure. You know, for those of our mommies that used to run away, or daddy that say, don't worry, go and wear your shoe, and before you come back, the man is gone. So the child will cry, and roll on the floor. So immediately you say, I'll come by 5, and this is 5:50, and cannot see you. And I say, they don't know where that thing, that distrust is coming from. But that same way, see, and psychology says that out of sight is out of mind for a child, because the child does not understand the concept of the another room. That the fact that it's no longer in this vicinity where you can see does not mean that the person is out of your life. But as far as a baby is concerned, a child is concerned, once you are not there, you are no longer for that child. So, and a lot of people have that carryover too as an adult, because the attachment in childhood was not secure. So yes, we are saying, I love you. You know I love you. Say, I know. You heard what our moderator said. He said, once he composes that text message and sends it to his wife, and I say, what did you do? So the same message that somebody else will see and you trigger feeling in the person. Another person says, I say, whatever this is all about, we're going to get to the root of it today. So very quickly. So that is why we have this chair. So for those of us that need to rework our inner child, this chair is very available to you. And for those of us that need to do the empty chair syndrome, as in to say there are certain persons that have made certain indelible marks, unfortunately negative, in your life, you can actually talk to a chair like this, like we do in therapy, and say, whatever you choose to say to that person, say it now. Yes, because it's reworkable, it's actually possible. So look at that chair like that. It's representing both you when you were very young. Because what happens is that at the time that mother left that baby, that child was but a child. Children are supposed to be nurtured and protected. That child was vulnerable. But at the time this guy said he was going to show by 5 and didn't show up until 6, and this is already past 6, you are no longer a child. But for some reason, the brain just rationed you back to that particular point where you feel all vulnerable all over again, in spite of the fact that the age has changed and there are a lot of things that have changed about your life. As a matter of fact, you now control a group of people as the team lead. But something still feels like, so you feel altogether vulnerable again, you feel altogether empty again, you feel altogether all sorts of things at the exact same time. So we need to say, hello, my chair is now big, it's no longer small. So if he says, in fact, one of my mentors, he told me that if somebody ever threatens you that this relationship, I don't know, just say, don't worry, let me help you decide. Let it be over. As in, for people that are yet to marry, there's no reason to say you don't know. If you don't know, that means you don't know. There's no day you will know. So until you know, you don't know. So let me just tell you that it doesn't. As from this minute, you are free. Yes, as in that level of security. It's not, you are not, somebody said that, okay, you say, you are dating me, but I also have 2 other girls, you know, and this one's, I'm just passing time with them. Say, how are you sure he's not telling the other persons to the exact same thing? That, no, I know you used to see me and that girl, but we are just passing time. It's you I love. Yes. So, certain things to quickly consider. Number one, we need to do some scan now. Scan. You know, when somebody is complaining of pain in the leg or at the wrist or at the hand or something, they say, what happened? Say, I fell. Say, how hard? From what distance? And I say, okay, let's run our fingers through it. Then you run your hand, you can't get anything but pain. Say, can we go for a scan? So let's quickly do a scan. What is the purpose of a scan? To see the exact nature, the alignment of the bone in that particular place. So let's quickly scan. Scan. Number one, how do you relate, or how have you been relating with your exes? preparation for marriage now. Your internal engagement. How have you been relating with your exes? One. Then your short, your medium, and long-term plan for yourself. What are your short, medium, and long-term plans for yourself? For yourself. Very important. What are your daily schedules? Do you have any? Because it's important that we know. Then what is your ideology? What are those things that you believe? What do you believe? What do you believe? What do you believe? What do you believe? So one of my patients flew in from the States. She just got married. She married another she. So then she was talking about her she being polyamorous. And our social worker was saying that, poly what? Before it was monogamy, polygamy. Which one is it? Ambigamy. So polyamorous, as in, do you also believe in that concept that somebody can have more than one? I'm not talking of husband or wife now, as in dating partners. Do you believe in, you know, there's some dates now, you say it's an open relationship. See, as a psychologist, it is not my place to say it is right or it is wrong, but what do you believe so that you don't put yourself in a trouble of, Pastor Eban Ben now, it's not supposed to be happening like that now. There's nothing that is not supposed to happen like that as long as you accept or you concur, you agree to it from the start. Don't forget, can two work together except what? As in, that agreement is physical compatibility, emotional compatibility. Do they jive when it comes to certain emotional issues, when it comes to certain physical things? So what is your faith and what is your purpose in life? What is your purpose in life? Those of us that are supposed to marry persons that are that are career individuals, that purpose will describe it. Those people that are supposed to marry the sit-at-home home managers, homemakers, that purpose will describe it. And a lot of things like that. So what is your purpose in life? Then physical activity level. Some of us, we have energy. My son has energy. Like energy. Energy 2000. You understand? And me too, I have it. I have energy. Oh my God. Yes. I have energy. I have energy. So, and energy is a lot of things. So you realize energy is a lot of things. How many people here say the truth and let the devil be ashamed? You want sex at least 5 days a week. Because when I'm saying energy, somebody is thinking about jumping up and down. Jumping up and down is part of it, but jumping up and down too is part of it. You understand what I'm saying? Like for real. For real. So, yes. Yes. So, this is not a time where you say, is it food? It is food though. You better understand now. Let's start from that particular point. In fact, five is being church-minded. Five is being church-minded, though. Like, I'm serious. And when I say five, I mean that you shoot one late in the night, you shoot one early in the morning to compensate for the, what is it called? Then you're waiting for them. When it's like 3 p.m., you're already sending some other signal. You know that flying without wing type of story, you're already sending it to that. Oh God. Let's continue. These people are laughing, no? But they don't know. See, yes, people that, you know, Yoruba people used to say, like, from a matchstick, you know what charm is. Atibi Shano Latin Ki is Ogun. Yes, from physical energy, you can tell if this person is going to exhaust you or you are going to exhaust, or both of us will afe kulale. You know, that type of arrangement. My chain, you understand? If you know, you know. If you don't know, so yes, so if you don't know, you need to learn it though, so that you know. You understand? Very, very important. During the COVID, I saw one video and the woman just stumbled out of the room and I say, "You are being aggressive, man. You are being aggressive, man." The man say, "Come inside, let's go and okay." Oh. So let me not flog it beyond that point. So yes, level of physical activity, criminal what? Some people are thinking it is those things that they reported at the station and stuff like that. Not necessarily. What have you done? You know, some say, when we're teenagers, Jesus, the things we did that police did not record, though. You understand? See, it doesn't completely go away. So it remains as tendencies, potential energy. It might be like that for the rest of their life, but it does not completely go away. So find out for yourself what is your own. This part you are scanning you, not the other person yet. So find out. Then genetic loading, what did I inherit? Or say it's genetic baggage. So what did I inherit? Because get it or not, your biology may determine your happiness or the other part of it in marriage. Unfortunately, a lot of parents don't discuss it. So some used to have painful sexual intercourse, not necessarily because there's anything painful about it, but because of things like vaginismus and some other type of, some used to have pre-anxiety or during anxiety, and some have issues that actually predisposes them, you understand, to that particular condition. One of these predisposing factors is that biological factor. So what are the biological things that I have inherited? Some people, you cannot touch them half time. Just say, mommy, what happened? Between me and my younger sister, it's just 9 months. Then between my brother and my brother, it's just like 11 months. Maybe something just... So yes, some people, they are touch and kill. You're laughing. So you know the type of body you have. You see, when we're growing up, somebody came to my brother and said, come and be driving for us from this place to... There's a part of Abeokuta, Ogun State that you can pass to from Benin to. That's our place. Say, come and be driving it. We give you this jam. My brother started laughing. I say, what happened? He say, jam has never worked for me all my life. If you shoot me once, I will just die immediately. So you need to know what works for you. He say, that thing, when they do it for all the other people, that it will work. But when it comes to his own turn, it doesn't work. So do you know what works for you? That's what we are saying. That's what we are talking about. That's what we are saying. Scan through. It's not only vaginismus that makes sexual intercourse painful. There are also certain other psychological things that we'll talk about later. So it's very important that we know this thing. Relationship with family. How well do you relate with your own family? Naturally, women relate better with significant others than men. So how well do you relate with your own family? Because see, like we say, that when you are marrying, you are getting married, you are not marrying a person, you are marrying into. So now say, me and my wife only. In your head, the reality is that your family and this family, we are not saying they should be intrusive, they should control, they should dominate your home. No. But we are saying, have that understanding that you owe these people some level of responsibility, some level of appreciation, some level of commitment, some level of engagement at any and at every point in time. So very quickly, your level of openness. How many? No. How can you put this chair on top of this, my table? Say, how open are you? How open am I? How willing am I to accept things? What are the things I'm willing to discuss openly? Am I willing to actually discuss things? Have a large heart. That is what we are talking about. That is accommodating of a lot of people and a lot of things. We are not saying tolerate nonsense. We say have a large heart. Not physical heart, though, so that you will not be fainting. But have a large heart. That, yes, and if you don't have it, start learning it, because many of these things are actually learnable, except the biological part of it. So they are very, very learnable. Then what is or are your love language? Ladies and gentlemen, psychology believes that 5 love language that you see exists in everybody, but at different levels. So yes. So which ones are the topmost two? That is your... The biggest one is your primary, and the second one is your secondary love language. Which one is your own? How do you know? What do you do to people when you are happy with them? What do you do for them? It will tell you, it will give you an idea of what. So, yes, very important. So when you mirror yourself, what do you see? It will tell you your love language. Very important. Very, very, very important that we know this thing. How open are you about your feelings? Some people can talk about the manager, about this person, about that person, about everything, about Nigeria, about Africa, about Ronaldo, whatever, and everything, but their own feeling remains. See, have you discovered that we have been at work, we've been working together, we've been doing a lot of things. You tell me about everything, about the business, update about this one, that one, except about you. You know what? Some people are not even comfortable discussing themselves with themselves. So once an event happens, they move away from it, they try to fix it, that is all. They won't come back to it. Why did I behave like that? Why did I react like that? It's very important, and there are reasons for it. So please, let's note these things. So then, preferred communication method. What works for me? Is it okay if somebody calls me like this and say, I noticed you did like this, you did like this. Even some people for praise, you cannot call them out in public. They do not appreciate it. So what works for me? What communication method works for me? What you need to know, It's very important. It's very, very important. Then what is my sense of humor like? What is it like? Ability to recognize potential. Some people, it is when the bank want to close, they will go and put their money inside it. Ability to recognize potential, as in something good, something great, and a potential threat as well, both in the positive and in the negative. Like I used to say, negative does not necessarily mean bad, and positive does not mean good, but you shall have the ability to recognize what? Potentials is very important. Because, see, the truth is that for people that are about to marry, nothing is cast in stone, and you will not see the ideal person. You will not see the ideal person, but you can find the ideal potential. You can find the ideal potential. Like they say, your dream husband is married. Say, if I find somebody like Pastor Ayo, well decked, well suited, without glasses, and that you do not see his. Say, man, he understands me perfectly. He's a liar. Pastor Ayo is married. So that potential, ability to now turn. One guy that used to sit at that back, that used to sag like this, so that particular, so to realize that given every opportunity, Lena is a potential achiever, that this person is actually working at something and is still doing it, is doing very well. And a day will come that he will surpass those our predecessor. So yes, that is very important. That is very important to know. That's very important to know. Ability to spot the signals, the red, the yellow, the blue, and the green signals. Ability to spot it. Can you smell problem? Can you smell opportunities? Can you smell a threat? Can you smell coldness in an individual? Okay, can you smell it in yourself? Because yes, for the individual, the other day I was here, I was talking about the four windows of self. So, and part of that window of self is the blind self. That particular blind self, as in a part of you that exists that you don't know. Some people have some mannerism that if you don't record it in a video and show it to them, say, me, they will argue it till next tomorrow. So how do we know? We get feedback from others. Please, what are those things that you have noticed about me that I have not picked? So very important, very, very important. So like we say, financial attachments. What is your attachment to monetary or material things? Somebody was talking one day, say, when you we mention money, woman kailara. As in, whenever money is mentioned, you're always on the edge. What is it with you and money? You understand? So, yes, what is your... So, there are some customers we refer to as price sensitive. Share? So, yes, like that. So, what is your relationship with money? What is your relationship with money? Yes, very important. You know, some people, when they have very high, like my brothers from the eastern part of Nigeria, say, if you see any one of them that is battering his wife, say, see, the next time you come for this therapy, anytime you hit your hand, you are going to do a 3 million naira makeover. Say, for the woman. So, say, you have started. Then when he remembers 3 million, say, hey, Shay, I'm warning you. Now, because he's price sensitive, so it can be an advantage, it can also be a disadvantage, because he knows that there's finances attached. Anytime you just slap her, before she reports you to your therapist or to the police station as you're doing your anger management, just quickly do a 3 million naira wire transfer. So you discover that people can use their hand from a distance and slap her, but but not their spouses anymore. You'll be shocked. I say, are you serious? He has not, say, 6 months to a doctor, he has not beaten me. Even me, I'm surprised. Because money is involved now. Yes. So what's your relationship with money? It's very important. And what are the sources of your income that you have? Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Very important. So there are certain things that are important in the life of every child. Like I was talking about that, don't forget that child and how they grow up. As at today, do you know that being love is not sufficient for any marriage? As in being loved and loving the spouse is not sufficient. We all know. We all know. So for those of us that are growing and younger, we need to know. See, the reason why I want to marry, if you read that book, Things I Wish I Knew Before I Got Married, you see there, it was there, chapter 1, say, that love is not enough. Say you know that love is not enough. Do you know? Yes, love is not enough. It's very important. It's very, very important. So, and like they say, do you know that, you are already, you may not have started practicing it yet, but you are a replica of your mother. The other story they say is that like mother, like daughter, like son, like father, is very true. Is very true. See, I've seen people that were angry at their parents, say, I will never be my dad. I will never become like my mom. So they start, there was a particular one, I asked them, what's your relationship with my dad? Say, nothing. I don't feel anything for him. I say, okay, that's good. I say, so how are you coping and dealing with things yourself? Say, I'm fine. I'm going on well with my, are you aware that you choose not to feel anything? Human beings are not designed not to feel. So that you have chosen or you have brought yourself to the point where you no longer feel anything for him. That thing, that particular feeling, because learning is transferable, it will also impact other areas of your life too. See, take for instance, your dad hurt you and he did a lot of things to you when you were growing up. Now, when he's fine, say, I don't care. They say, he's sick, I don't care. Say, are you sure you have not started building that stone cold heart? Because if he's fine and you don't care, now he's sick, you don't care. And you are complaining that when I was growing up, my dad does not care. Has somebody not started resembling somebody like that? Yes. So yes, like mother, like daughter, like father, like son. Or like mother, like son, like father, like daughter. Because somebody said many years ago, in the past, we used to say boys used to drink like their father. But nowadays, it seems like it's girls that are drinking like their father. So, yes, actually, when a lady becomes an addict, either to cigarette, nicotine, alcohol, anything, yes, they tend to do it way, way, way more than their male. That's why you need to know that there are some boundaries you should not cross, because if you cross, things will happen. So, like I said before, your biology may determine your happiness and level of productivity and even your financial achievement in life, because if you meet the wrong person that you are not biologically compatible with, you are going to give birth to offsprings that will cost you a lot of money almost at every point and at every time. Do you know? So, and do you understand that apology is a sign of strength? Now, introspect. How quickly am I able to apologize? One of my patients, her mom says, go and tell your dad you are sorry so that I can pick the car. I say, okay. Then she went. I say, daddy, I am sorry. And the man said, what are you sorry for? I say, I don't know. I say, okay, you don't know, go. So yes, apologizing is not actually a sign of weakness. But the truth of the matter is that there are a lot of children that never had their dad says, I am sorry, growing up. So naturally, it's an unspoken rule and it's settled in their head. And I say, I can't imagine my husband hurt me and he is finding it difficult to say sorry. And he's wondering, sorry, sorry, sorry. And he scan, primary 4, primary 5, primary 2, primary 1, nursery 1, nursery 2, year 11, year 13. He can't find sorry anywhere. So the picture is not there. And I say, she's trying to manipulate me. Because it was never said, and if they said it, they didn't say it as frequently as that child could register growing up. So maybe you need to start telling yourself now so that it won't be a big deal to you when that lady requires it. And like they say, that sorry enough is not enough. Because for some people, yes, when you say sorry, it counts. For some people, you say no, you just say sorry. Yeah, you are sorry. You say, okay, after you have said sorry, you need to tell me what you have done. So, yes, what are you sorry for? Then, after that particular time, you need to now ask me, please forgive me. Yes, yes, you need to read it from the five languages of apology. Say, yes, to say sorry is sufficient for some people. After you have said sorry to some people, you need to tell them what you are exactly what you are sorry for. Then, for some other persons, it is okay. And for some other people, you need to ask for what? Forgiveness. Say, yes, you have just confessed your sin. You have not asked God to forgive you now. Say, what are you talking about? So, confess your sin. Then tell me, ask me to forgive you. Then I say, Mama Ru. I say, I'll be thinking about it. Don't I have the right to my emotion? If you are able to process your own in 3 minutes, I may process my own in 3 hours or in 3 days or 3 years. Are you that type of person? See, please, it's very important, very, very important, very important. And you know that there's another school of thought or thinking that says, after you have said, please forgive me, you need to now ask, what do I do to make it up to you? Yes. So, for some people that are number four, the last there, if you have not reached there, you're on your own. No, anything you have said or you have done can and will be used against you in the court of emotions. You have a right to an attorney, maybe pastor will stand in for you to say, okay, Madam Kilefe Gongo, as in, what do you really want? Yes. So you need to know you, which one works for you. Ordinary sorry. And for some people, in fact, when you say sorry to them, they say, no, it's not genuine. Because there's more to sorry that they used to see growing up. That is why one of the first rules of engagement when you start therapy with your therapist is that every time you say, I think I love or I hate or I this or I that, person tell you, what do you mean? Because to assume, take for instance, in your own family where you grew up, when people love each other, so they take each other for granted, they take your food, they eat it. When you come, you go and look for another thing, as long as a family member that eats it. In my own family, if you eat my thing, something will happen. Oh, Jesus. You understand what I'm saying? So, and I say, you now say, you love me, I love you. We assume that we are coming from the same understanding of love. Then you now eat my thing, and I say, how dare you? How can you? How could you? Why would you? And I begin to, you know, and you say, Kini, big deal. Egba Mike, is it not biscuit I yet? I say, that is insensitive. And you're wondering that, please, so. Like, exactly. I cannot be insensitive. It's just biscuit. Because when they mention love to each other, they didn't tell each other that they are coming from a background that is different from what you used to. So when you say, I love, you say, exactly what does that mean? Yes, and a lot of other information like that. When somebody tells you, do you understand? You say, yes. They say, what do you understand? You are not trying to belittle that person. You are really trying to enter into the person's world to see what they know or what they think they know. I remember many years ago when I was speaking to, when my dad was still alive, when I speak to him, I say, that this, that, 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 I say, you know, things I beat, something, something. And I say, okay, say, so that maybe in the last month, they have not paid or something, something. And you're talking about finances and something, something like that. And I say, okay, Motigbo, she has sent 50,000. So you are now wondering, excuse me, so what exactly did you go? So when you're saying that money has not come, this has not happened, that one has not happened, and somebody tells you, okay, I have had you. Okay, but send. So, yes, yes. So that's exactly some people for you. I say, she's not taking care of me. It's not a question of not taking care of you. It's the thing that you may not know what that care is. And that's this other person that you're saying that, but I told her that we cannot afford this, may not actually understand what you are saying. So, yes, very important, very, very important. So we need to know these things. So then we need to know what good plan is versus what required plans for success. You know, sometimes just say, this weekend it will be good if you can lodge in after tomorrow's program. Let's just go and lodge. And not that generator of our neighbor, because NEPA has something has happened to the transformer. So we just stay there for 3 nights like that. Then we'll come back home. And that 3 nights is going to impact the savings you are putting aside for maybe buying a house or something, something like that. So we must know what good plans are. and required plans for success. Do I know it? Do I know? Do I know? Do I know? Because yes, good does not necessarily mean great in the long run. It's important that we know, that we know, that we know. What are my insecurities? And where are they stemming from? What are my insecurities and where are they stemming from? Mutual sexual satisfaction is key. Do I know that? Or you get to see the do me, do me, do me. And you're telling the person, you go wound, do you go? And the person says, I'm already wounded. Come and do and go. It's okay. God will be our judge when we get to heaven. I humorously tell my wife, I say, see, this thing, you are not going to carry it to heaven. You better let us do it here. You understand? Okay, okay, I'm confessing my sin now. You'll be laughing. So, very important. And like we say, personality will largely shape behaviors. Personalities will largely shape behaviors. And one beautiful thing about personality is that a large chunk of it may be formed, but it can be adjusted throughout life. A large part of it may be formed, but it can be adjusted throughout life. Do you know that the emotional past is a threat for the well-being of the present? The emotional parts, those parts that were negative about your life, or those parts that were very positive about your life, may pose a threat to the present and future. Take for instance, somebody comes to therapy and says that my husband is lazy. He says he's lazy. Kai, this man is a lazy man. He says, what happened? He says, every weekend is tired. When we're growing up, our papa must make park and one thing, everything, Obudukatu Ranch, Ojuelegba, Aso Rock, everything, you know, like that. Parents were always taking them out and they were always having fun and exploring. So, but this one, when it comes on Saturday, you are hoping, so you're already wagging your tail that, okay, Saturday, something should happen, something should happen. We should go out. We should go and see places. We should go out. And the person just said, no, I'm tired. I just want to be at home with. I say, okay, I give you this week. Then next week, you're not giving up. Then, okay, 2 weeks in a row. Then third week, then 1 month. By the second one, say, I form my opinion. You cannot change it. You are lazy. You understand? So yes, certain things that were pleasurable in the past that we may not know that we have started holding people to the standards of our parents or significant others. Even to the point of bed. Yes, I know people that have been raped in the past that now engage in very, very pleasurable pre-fondling and pre-sex activity. And when it comes to at the point of penetration and something just enters their head and it goes back to what it used to be. You remember the regression. Regressing to the night or to the day that uncle, that somebody did something to them. The only problem is that a lot of the time, it's even hard to communicate. So they would rather say, I don't know, it doesn't touch me very well. So they look for certain things around it because every primary issue always has secondary attachments. So they will talk about the secondary attachment, but they will not talk about the primary issue. So you are dealing with, so yes, as therapists, you must understand, or as your own therapist to yourself, you must be able to say, am I telling myself the real truth? Is it, am I doing this thing because, yes, am I doing it because of this particular reason? You know, a lot of the time we can lie to a lot of people to the point where we believe the lie ourselves, that this is what it is, and it is not. And it is not. Irritation is another thing for some people. By virtue of irritation, they cannot be quite tacky. I mean, sexual intimacy. How can you be irritated and... Unfortunately, a man does not know. If he shouts at you, if he talks to you, if you do anything this minute, the next minute he may say, come to bed. I am wondering that, me, over my dead body. Even if I see you close to my dead body, I wake up and run. What are you talking about? Yes. So what are those childhood issues that are posing threats to my future? We need to understand something because of my time. I run very fast. That we have Four, different types of attachment styles. Four attachment styles. So those ones that says that if you leave me, I will die. Even though we know they will not die. Because the time you didn't meet them, or they were living their life before you, and they didn't die until you came along. And before you, there had been two other persons that have come and gone too. They threatened they were going to die, and they didn't still die. That was why you met them anyway in the first place. So yes, it is not because they have a character flaw. It's because certain things have gone wrong. Number one, we have the secure attachment, which I will talk very little about. Then the two, anxious attachment. Then the third one is avoidant attachment style. And the last one is the disorganized one. This fourth one came way after this first three. The disorganized attachment. We have the secure, anxious, avoidant, and disorganized attachment styles. So the anxious one is the one that is always preoccupied. Say, Mommy, tell me you'll not leave me. You say, am I Holy Spirit? It's only Holy Spirit that will say, I will not leave you nor forsake you. Say, Jamule, bring razor blade. Let's cut each other. So, suck my blood, I suck your blood. So that I say, you'll not leave me. I will not. Then you're wondering in your head, why is she going through, or he? Why is he going all the way to that extreme? Why? You know why? There's an anxiety inside. You remember the story of the mommy that says, go and wear your shoe, I'm coming. And before the child comes out, the mother was gone. See, when children are born, there are two things that are very key. Number one, the child must know that he is free to express his emotion without consequences. That's first. And that's second. The child must know that he's free to express what? His emotions. That's number one. And the second is like it, without consequences. That I am free. You know, some people say, continue making noise. By the time I am through with you today, you understand yourself. So they are not against the noise. It's that there's consequences for your action. So yes, a child must know that they are free to express one, then they can express without consequences. That is the bedrock, the foundation. Then number two is that every single child must experience some level of consistency. Consistency. It's not that because mommy is happy today, the mommy treats me in a particular way, then tomorrow you don't know what mood she's going to wake up with. So, because of the inconsistency in their childhood, you understand, by the attachment figures in their life, they grow up to think that life is not consistent. So, they try to make effort, especially when they know that you can do something to make certain things happen. They begin to struggle or make unnecessary efforts to try to keep something they are not supposed to labor on at all. Because of what? Inconsistency. So, that is why we tell parents, like we say in organizations too, if you are in HR, say, don't try to be fair, but be consistent. Because fair for you with this person is relative. This one, what you call fair, is not fair with this. So just try to be what? Consistent. So whatever your emotion, you must know that as a mother, as a father, as an individual, and if that did not happen growing up, so how do I stabilize myself now? How do I get myself to the point of consistency? Number one, you must know that if it has happened the way it has happened in childhood, now you may not be responsible for all your problems, but fixing it is all dependent on who? If I don't do it, who will? Very important. Then number two, get feedbacks. What are the areas of my inconsistencies? If I ask this person, if I ask that person, then what is my underlying fear? Because most of the time, the things we greatly fear will actually eventually befall us. Not because it is a doom statement, but because we do things that self-sabotage. If I come to him today and I say, sign a contract that as you have brought me here, you bring me next year, and the year after the next, and I say, Kilode, TJ's Bati Denko. You understand? So, by virtue of the flags we are throwing, and you remember I said, try to decode all the color, the red flag, the green flag, the blue flag, and the yellow flag. So I say, this one is already yellow, even though it's not completely red. So let's give it space so that we don't put ourselves in trouble. So they self-sabotage. Somebody says, how do you shoot yourself in the leg and say on your mask, let's go. How far will you go? Haven't shot yourself in the leg. So very important, which areas I need feedbacks from people so that I can know exactly what I'm doing wrong and how to correct it. Yes, what is my level of emotional stability? Stability. That's why we always shout. In biology, once there's no equilibrium, the species is going to extinct. As in, the person is going to die. That is why your blood pressure must be a particular rate at any given point in time, and your SpO2. That is why at every point in time, your emotional pressure too must be a range. It must not be traveling extreme height, as in aggression or excitement, then extreme low. Or else, you are going to be bipolar. You understand what I'm saying? Yes. So, are my emotions stable? If they are not stable, how can I get them to a point of stability? Number one, understanding that yes, it is workable, it is doable, and the onus is on who? Me, to do it, like I have said before. Then number two, seek help. Very important. See, whatever brought us here cannot take us further. If it can, we would have already been there by now. Yes or no? Yes. So seek what? Help. Seek care. Seek help. And for parents too, because of our children, we cannot care from a place of weakness. We cannot. So we need to do what? Seek help. Seek and you shall find. I'll be find. Find. Yes. Seek. Oh God. We are laughing. English is not our father tongue. Eh? Better leave it like that. So seek and you shall find. And oh, I said it again. Jesus Christ. You understand what I'm saying? So, yes. So, and you remember that word, ask, seek, and knock. If you take ask, that's letter A, seek, letter S, and knock, letter K. So, asking is done in three ways. You can verbally ask. You can look around and say, Sheba Mary. You are still doing what? Asking. Or you can say, Coco, please, I need help. You are still doing what? Asking. Yes. Very important. Very, very important. So it's important that we note this thing, that we seek help at any and at every point in time. So they are anxious, they are nervous, so they struggle to communicate, they act on impulse, the anxious avoidance or the anxious attachment. They act on impulse. So everything to them is, you know, there are some people we refer to as natural warriors, not warriors, so warrior. They worry for free. Free of charge. You want them to come and worry for your life, they can worry it. Like, so the person is thinking, what if this chair now break this thing? That's yeah, it's not possible. And this thing is bigger. And say, I'm just thinking. You understand? Yes. And why? Because these things can be learned. As a matter of fact, science shows that schizophrenia, that vagrancy, you see those people that used to walk on the road, that used to be unduly suspicious, that used to naked themselves, and it can be learned. Depression can be learned. All you need to do is put a child in an environment where he can mirror depressed people. Finish. And the beautiful thing about depression is that if you mimic up to three or four symptoms of depression, you will be depressed. Because you send message back to your brain that it is possible to have it, and you will have it. Minus the fact that the law of practice, if you make something a habit, as in practice something for a duration of time, then it becomes a perpetual part of your life until you can unlearn that thing. So yes, it can be learned. So then the second one, the avoidant personality or the avoidant attachment style. So these people are mostly professionals. They are dismissive about anything as long as it has to do with emotion. Just say, this life, if you don't have yourself, don't say you have anybody. It's not because they are self-confident. It's because they see it as too big a risk. The mother that jacked me before I even opened my eyes, just said, go and bring slippers. Before I came back, she was gone. She was never there, any of my birthday. In fact, no. Somebody told me, said that when I was growing up, when my dad says, when he would say, bring money for so thing in school, if the day is time for that thing, if my father said, don't worry, I'll come to your school, just know that, oh Jesus. As long as that thing does not come out, say, Parents, be careful what you say to your children. So, you know, we say invisible reputation is being formed. At that particular time, you're forming an invisible reputation. Yes, it's being formed. It's being formed. So yes, after a while, they discover that, see, it's better to... So when teacher asks for something, he goes to hustle. He doesn't even bother to tell his. Then when they say there's going to be a parent-teachers association program or meeting, he just going to say, please, is your mommy coming? And he's already bargaining and already asking people. Or say, see, my father is dead. And my mother is in the village. And he's already planning. You know what? He's preparing a plan B for himself. Because he understands that whatever can... and will go wrong at the worst time possible. And that, those are his parents. You understand? So yes. So these people has learned that people are terrible and it is difficult, rather impossible, to trust on people. You see, akpalara ejikani yekon. You understand? As in your hands and your whatever it is that you can do with your hand. That is what, the only thing that is yours. Now tell me, if everything you have achieved in life is solely dependent on you, that means there's no grace. How far can you really go? So they struggle, not because they don't know how. So they learn to become professional so that they can close up to anything emotional. They say, don't bother yourself. If you want it done well, do it yourself. It's a lie. So these are those avoidant persons. So they dismiss, they minimize on things, they downplay emotions and important things in their life. The third category of attachment, the disorganized attachment. That's disorganized style. So we call these ones, you know, we have had the anxious type at the front. This one, we call them the fearful avoidant. So they can do two opposites at the exact same time. So for this person, you can be the very good person 100% and the very bad person 100% at the same time. To them, they have a split ideology of people, of things. So Nigeria is very good. At the same time, Nigeria is what? Very bad. They see things in the context of black and white. And black being number one, white being number 100, they are forgotten from 2 to 99 in between that life is a shade of gray and not black or white. Very important. So who am I? What am I seeing? What do I have? What am I doing with myself? Very important that we know this thing. And like we said, the secure attachment. You see, trust, it's easy for them to develop trust, even though you still have to earn it. But they have a space in them to develop trust. Unlike the anxious avoidant or the anxious attachment that, see, there's nothing you can do, just see you. So, yes, the anxious one is fully, completely, there's a particular personality type we refer to as borderline personality. Borderline personality means an individual that has been beaten and battered beyond post-traumatic issues. So it has become a lifestyle for them. So their emotion is either completely okay at the moment in the negative or completely okay at the moment in the extreme positive. So if they don't like you and kissing you, they hate you, they want to shoot you in your head. So they run, you know, we say, I've said it before, equilibrium, the middle part where everything is. It's not too much, it's not too little. Yes, but they cannot walk the middle part. So they seem to be dependent at every point in time. Whereas the avoidants are independent most or all of the time. And I said that the fearful avoidants, they are both dependent and independent. So they vacillate. Their emotion just run, shoot, run, shoot, run, shoot, like a gauge that is not working very fine. So you cannot really describe them as... You can just say, let's hope what today will bring. Yes. So unlike the secure attachment that they can trust because there's a space there that can learn to trust. And how do we develop trust? Like we said, trust is earned. Number one, you say, I am capable of it. See, there is when it's not all of us that has six pack. Some of us have one pack, you know. It's just one. So that we have it one does not mean it cannot grow into six. We just need to exercise it. So it doesn't matter if you have the anxious attachment or the avoidant attachment, you understand, or the insecure one. We can all learn to what? to build those. So say, I am capable. Yes, I just need to develop that capability. I am capable. I just need to develop it. It's very important, one, that you understand that. That is very important. And number two, so you see issues like dishonesty, controlling behavior, avoidance, and all those things that I've mentioned. But see, even when you know you are being dishonest, you are avoiding, you are confrontational, you are either confrontational and shouting in the person's face, or avoidant, completely dismissive of, or imploding. You understand? Just gaslighting yourself from within, or exploding, shouting. Just say, I am capable of learning, because every one of us is capable of learning. The only thing that has brought us thus far is because we have been exposed to certain things over a duration of time. So two things you need to do very quickly: do a self-assessment, like I said, where we started at the beginning. The ideology of self-concept. What are the things within me, my internal environment, and what are the things that are around me? What are those things around that influence my inward behavior? So reflect. In which of these areas that we have stated do I require some adjustment? If you tell somebody change, it's not going to happen. But if you say adjustment, it is possible. And I tell you, 2-degree adjustment over a period of 17 years, 10 years, 20 years, is more doable and more result-focused than 25% adjustment that is not going to work. That is why a lot of people can't keep their New Year resolution. We have discussed it before. So, sir, ma, at this particular point in time, I hope I've been able to state a few things and convince you. Even if I have confused you, at least I've said something. You understand? Just that means you require special consultation. That yes, it is true, it is possible, and that this child that is on this seat, that particular individual, that this child that is representing all those your shortfalls and shortcomings, one, it can be adjusted. We can, like we say, everything we say in life or that has happened to us is a story. Whatever you believe in your head is a story you have told yourself. This narrative can change. We can change this chair to that of, in fact, to no chair, to this pulpit, where you are not only not standing erect, you are also able to communicate to other people. Because don't forget, whatever things we go through in life that are challenges are pointers to area where destiny will have us solve problem tomorrow. Thank you very much for listening.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,